Talk number 1300 872 911. Oh, this is Cole. He's on the line out at Goldsborough Valley. Hello, Cole.
G'day, John. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Cole. What's happening?
Oh, mate, this crime thing is getting worse and worse. I spoke to you a week or so ago about my cleaner's daughter's car was stolen and taken. Just ordinary people taken down the council and torched. Yeah. And then this weekend, I was I cared for two elderly people. I've been caring for them for about 10 years. Ollie's, he's 85, Maureen's 88. On Thursday night, one of their friends called over to say goodbye. She was leaving town to relocate to Brisbane, and she came in. And these mongrels tried to snuck up the back stairs, stole her car keys, and as it turns out, stole Maureen's car keys as well. They had their dinner, went outside, the car was gone, all her belongings, etc. And then the next night, I was down in Townsville, so I couldn't go and help. They came back, smashed down the roller door, and stole her car.
Oh, no.
Just completely drove through the door, smashed it. She's been mortified. She's had to have medical treatment because she's just terrorized. It is just disgusting, mate, you know. And then I went down to Townsville, as I said, to watch the football, and I was speaking to a taxi driver, and she said it's worse down there. And quite interesting, the local bloody magistrate, she got a home invasion, and they stole her car keys at night point. So that person is going to be up in front of the courts, and we'd be interesting to see what transpires there. Maybe it takes, you know, a magistrate to get this sort of terrible thing happen to them for them to do something to stop this ongoing bloody issue. It's honestly, John, it's beyond a joke. It's, you know, here's pensioners who've worked all their lives, you know, they're not wealthy people, and these mongrels are just destroy their home, steal their car. I mean, she is just a mess, John, and it just breaks my heart. Mm. It breaks my heart. And where's Michael Healy? Where is this government that we pay to do their job? What does it need to take for someone to stand up, build a big prison somewhere, and throw these buggers in there? Mm. Okay, have some sort of rehabilitation sort of process in the meantime, but all they're doing, same in council, they just get a slap on the wrist and they're out again, and they're doing again and again and again. It's not working. It is not working.
Yes, now let me say this, because it's interesting you bring this up again and again. We all do. And why are we not cutting through? Because the magistrates and judges, for whatever reason, they're on a different planet. How many times do you hear the police say, we know all these thieves, we know them, the 70 or 80 what there are in Cairns, probably 180 in Townsville, we know who they are. Why do you know them and they're out there allowed to steal cars every night? Because they're allowed out virtually immediately. And it's interesting too, a retiring judge, probably 2 weeks ago or something, he was in the Courier Mail, saying it's an absolute social disgrace, the high number of juveniles remanded in custody. He's horrified. What about the poor bloody victims and the misery they're enduring? You just talked about that lady, absolute horrified, in misery, terrified, etc. This is this is what happens because of this attitude of our judiciary, particularly in the juvenile courts. These 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds are committing the crimes that used to be committed by adults. Now, of course, we've got this explosion in juvenile crime. Why? Because there's no penalties that apply. You can go on and on with this madness. I mean, this particular judge said there's so many poor young people in detention because they can't get bail. Can you believe this? And this is the mentality of so many in our judicial system, particularly the juvenile justice system. There was a lady called Kylie Lang. She was in the Courier Mail probably a couple of weeks ago as well. She asked this question, why are repeat offenders released at all? I mean, this is the fact of the matter, is they're going to go straight out because they are repeat offenders again and again, and they are going to do it again, probably that day or night. More misery inflicted on an innocent family. And yet you've still got this attitude among the judiciary that, oh, no, it's dreadfully unfair for these poor children. They've had awful upbringings. Look what they've been through. It's absurd and it's a disgrace.
It is worse than that. I mean, this cab driver, she was in her late 60s, and she said she was broken into as well, and her daughter at the age 30 was involved in a head-on car crash and sadly passed away. This lowlife broke into her place, stole all the photographs of this young lady, all her memories, and he was caught, and again he got a slap on the wrist, and he had a terrible upbringing, etc. Well, you know, so bloody what? It's getting to the stage where, and you know what, the government is to blame too, because they have historically stepped in and challenged magistrates' decisions about certain things. So they can do something if they wish to. That's what they're empowered for. But I don't know, John, what it's going to take for someone to wake up. Is it going to be someone going to get killed or children killed or I don't know. It's just beyond common sense, rational thinking. I'm just so angry, John. It just drives me crazy.
Well, don't expect that judge becoming a victim of this crime wave changing anything, because they're not focused on sorting this issue out at all. Fundamentally, they don't realise possibly, but they're extending the misery and expanding the misery. Why? Because of this virtue-signalling attitude among people in the judiciary, among themselves. When they get together, I presume they're all patting each other on the back on how many young criminals they can let out to reoffend. That seems to be their mentality. Patting each other on the back about having sympathy for these poor young people that have had awful upbringings. What about the misery inflicted on their victims? They just tune out to that.
You know what, too? I think we're the only country in the world that has got such a lax judicial system. In America, the UK, Europe, you would not get away with this sort of stuff. There'd be repercussions. So why is this country so bloody soft?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
But anyway, keep it up. Keep the pressure up, because one day we'll elect people that have a conscience and do care about the victims rather than the perpetrators. Keep it up, Cole, and everybody else who's angry out there. Thank you. That's Cole on the line. Cole's over at Goldsborough Valley. And it's 27 to 11.